Hey man,
Good.
how are you?
Pretty good, brother. How are you doing?
Yeah, living step by step, decision by decision, this is a different situation. So, we are making decision every day. How are you?
I'm doing good. We try to hang in there, do the best we can, doing as many workshop as possible to help and as many people as we can through this crisis that's going on. And I find these workshops helps a lot of people who's having a hard time making decisions and don't know what to do, whether they should jump or stay freeze or not sure what to do, and so that's what's going on our end. But for me, for what we do as coaches, we always find ways to help society as much as we can.
Yeah, that's true. We are having a big problem, but the thing is that this problem just get bigger in these times, but it's not it's not the problem that it's the problem. The problem maybe it's how people think and how people react to the problem, so I think that, yeah, we have a situation, a big situation, but it's not the first situation like this in the history of humanity, And there is always a way to get the things done, and get control of the situation and do things to grow. Because I think that the big problem is that some people think that they don't have opportunity in the crisis, They have to wait of what it's gonna the president what's the president's going to say, or when it's going to open the market, and when it's going to be normal again. But it's not about waiting, because waiting creates fear. If you put your opportunity or your decision in a thing that you cannot control, you will be. Because you know what I mean, you will be in problems, because the problem is not the problem. The problem it's how you react to the crisis, to
As
the
I agree. I completely agree. One of the examples I usually tell people when fear when you when we experience fear, let's take a look at how animal behave. For example, when animal meets some kind of a predator or another animal that attack them, so they either have three choices that they have to make. One of them is either fight, the second one is flight or freeze. And as you and I know, in the coaching industry, when we help people with releasing negative emotion, now negative emotions are it's good to have, because if you didn't have that, then we wouldn't be human, right?
exactly, yeah.
So the problem with the negative emotion is that it becomes a problem when you hold on to that problem. So what I'm trying to say is that when we experience fear, there are three things that we can do: either fight it, flight, or flee. That's what they say, or freeze. So now, in human, when we experience fear, right, we do the same thing. So we either fight or flight, or stay free. So what I usually tell people, freezing, stay still is the worst you could do. And those people who stay freeze are usually the people who's like, okay, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stand still, gonna hold on to all my money and do that. And then they hold on to that emotion that create a bigger problem in the future, moving forward. So it really the best thing to do. If you were to meet a big predator that you can't fight, then the best you just have to run as fast as you can, so it's
Yeah.
right. Or
Yeah.
if you meet someone that's at your level, you can fight. Listen, dude, I'm going to fight. you know? So, but in this case, what's going on with the coronavirus is something that's out of control, out of your control, anybody's control. There's nothing you can do. So the idea to stand still is the worst thing you do. Then you go, because remember, we live in a world that runs on fear in our society. So and they've done a great job with that. Yeah. You know? So whatever they wanna put out there, they use fear. Our government does it, your government from Peru does it. Every government in every country does that. They run on people's fear to pass anything, whether it's vaccine or law, whatever it is. So one of the best advice I see people go through really is they don't understand how to control fear. And sometimes when it comes to make decision, it gets very flaky, because depending on which route you choose to go. If you choose to fight, then it'll be an easy way to make a decision. If you choose to run, then you can make a decision from that. And if you choose to freeze, then everything stays within and it kills you. At least once you fight, you let it go, the fear is gone. Okay, I did what I had to do and I escaped. Or if you run, you say, you know what? There's too much that's going on here. I just got to run. You know, and the fear was gone naturally. Or if you just stayed just, you know, so in business or economy, it works the same way. If you stop spending, because when something happened, it means there's an opportunity for you to take right now, rather than just stand still, you know? So that's my view of what I see what's going on. I don't know what you feel about that.
No, you know, using your example about animals and about fighting, you know, a lot of years ago, people used to live with lions. So, you know, you have to make decisions every day. So there is sometimes that you have the lion in front of you and you can choose fight the lion, run, but get freeze, you know? Right. If you get freeze, you will be eaten. That's definitely, you know? If you run, you may have an opportunity. And if you fight, you may have an opportunity too.
That's right, well
let's
said.
Let's see this crisis, like that example, you know? Right. We are not in front of the lion. The lion, it's outside of our house. You know, our home, it's outside. So we have to take like serious the fact that there is a lion outside, you know? Right. So if you know that the lion is outside, you can create a strategy to take care of, you know, to be safe and to make decisions. So we are in that situation right now. So people will make decisions, people will take care, people will wash the hands, you know, use the mask. We have to get used to that. But the problem is not the lion, because the lion will be there, you know. That lion will be there. We need to hunt. We need to go outside, you know, and bring food to our people. So, so you can, like, make the decision about, okay, I feel fear because there is a lion, okay? So what can I do? What strategy can I make to solve that problem, you know, to finish with that fear because there's a lion outside? But the real question is how you will create a strategy to hunt, because you need to keep going. And sometimes people make decisions like, there's a lion outside, so I will stay in my house forever, and then the food will end, you know, the internet will end, everything will end, and then what are you going to do? So we have to get like focused right now and understand that, yeah, okay, there is a lion, but what can we do to be safe and to get things done? Because fear, it's about, you know, strategy. If you feel fear, it's your body telling you that you have to pay attention to something, you know, that you have to pay attention to something that is happening to you in your body, in your mind, in everywhere, you know. Right. But when you get control of that fear, how do you get control of that fear? First, you know, you have to put all the facts in the table, you know, all the facts. And then you have to make your own strategy. Okay, I have this. What am I going to do with everything that I have? Okay, this is against the lion. I will wash my hands. I will use the mask. I will get clean before I get inside my house. There's a lot of things that we can do and we can control. There's a lot of things that we cannot control. So let's not pay attention on things that we cannot control, because fear get like worse when you focus your mind in things that you cannot control. So let's think about things that what we can control. So, okay, we can control these things about the lion. Okay, now, Tony Robbins, everybody knows Tony Robbins. He always says that growing equal happiness. So we think right now that all our targets, all our smart targets are in a big danger because of the situation. Okay, right. So there's things that we cannot control about the business or about our life, you know? There's a little things that we cannot control, but there's a things that we can control. We can get progress every day, but we have to make decisions, because the problem is not during the crisis. What are you going to do after this? You will be prepared for the new world. You will be prepared for new choices, to new kind of dancing. Will you be prepared? So that's the focus, you know. The governments and all the health system are working against the lion. So I will let them work with that. So that's not under my control. So right now, I will like wash my hands, use mask, and I will focus on what I can control, what I do can control. So what's the next step? How I am going to grow right now? Right. What tools I have? And make a decision and go, you know?
Right. I completely agree. And one of the things that I think people should know about is, again, what I said before, emotions, negative emotions, are located in the unconscious mind. And that the unconscious mind, 90% of everything that we do are controlled by the unconscious mind. So now, having said that, what I'm saying is that negative fear, negative emotions are okay to experience, or else we wouldn't be human. So,
exactly,
but
yeah.
The problem is, when we experience fear, it creates so much. When we experience negative emotion, it creates so much damages inside our body, and exactly. To the point it could really, whether you want to call it worries, anxiety, stress. This, to me, is the number one killer in our society. We could forget about the virus. Like I said, the virus to me is just a virus. But the biggest killer, really, is the emotions, the negative emotion that you choose to hold on to. So this is why I said to people, you know, in regard of this virus, right, there's a workshop I've done with nutrition, how to build your immune system, that's coming up soon. And those of you who's listening can check it out. So let's just say you're on a perfect diet, and then you are taking care of your immune system with supplements to make sure. Yes, that's gonna help building your immune system. But however, not able to control these negative emotions kind of break down your immune system again. So yes, you're taking diet supplements to help build your immune system. It's going to do a great job. But again, if you can't control these negative emotions, then it brings you back to square one. It breaks down the immune system, because negative emotions, when you hold on to it, it terrifies, it really destroys your entire inside, including your immune system. So you kind of like back to square one. So you need both. Yes, you need a consistent diet, consistent exercise and a consistent immune system to supplements to build your immune system, whether it's herb, whatever it is that you're doing. And we, as coaches, we strongly, this is what we do with our clients. We help release, excuse me, negative emotion and teach our clients how to control that. Again, if you don't have a control, you don't know how to release these emotions, right, these negative emotions, you still can be in bad shape. So, and to your point, when we say, when you face fear, there are three things you could do: flight, fight, or freeze. So, and one of the best way tips we can share with you, with people that are watching this, you got to take actions. Number one.
Exactly.
I don't care what you do. When something presents you, you have to take actions. Okay.
Exactly.
So whether you choose to run, that's on you. Whether you choose to fight, that's on you. But we do not recommend you to stand still, because you can't be eaten by the lion. You don't want to do that. So in other words, in situation like that, for those who's got so much going on, you don't know what's going on. You're worried you're going to lose your mortgage. You're worried you're not going to be able to make your car notes. You're not going to be able to take that. Now is not the time to worry about these things. Now it's time to take actions. You know, whether if it's to invest into your mental state development to control these fears, or whether it's to invest into something, a new career, whether it's to invest into something just to keep your mind, your mental mind, healthy, to keep going, to be able to control that fear. That's the best thing to do, because I'm telling you, it's the number one killer is the stuff that's going inside of you that you don't understand how to control it. That's the number one killer. And this is why we mentioned earlier, the system, the companies, the lawyers, I mean, the government, entire world runs on fear to be able to control all of us, so we can do what they want us to do without tying your arms together. Make sense?
Yeah, of course, man. You know, it's funny, because let me ask you a question to all people who is going to watch this, you know?
Right.
What's life about, you know? What's really life about? So you are living right now. You're breathing right now. So this could be a really good moment for everybody, because, we are in a little crisis, economic crisis right now. But that means that everything that we have now, it's cheaper. If you want to buy something, it's cheaper. So there is an opportunity to make action, because if you wanted to do maybe a program that it cost $1,000 before, right now it will cost like $300. So this is opportunity to people to take action, you know. But people may ask, how I can create the energy to take action, you know? How can I do it? And I think that first you have to choose to live, you know, to really live, to really think of what's life about. What do you want for life? Because this will end. This problem will end, but your life will continue, you know? So what's life about? What's the thing that you really want to do with your life? That's an answer that you have to, that's a question that you need to answer. So
if I may add to that is, what if we are being part of a moment at this time, a historical moment, where, because the world is changing very quickly, you know,
right, exactly.
A lot of things are changing, because you could be part of something that's happening right now. So this is another reason why standing still is not the best thing to do, because you could miss out on great opportunity, because you could be part of something greater than what it is. So I can't stress on that. You know, right now, people, you know, you get adapt. Okay. Once you get adapt, what do you choose to do to move forward? Because you can't just stop your lifestyle, stop breathing, stop everything, and then just move forward. So you got to start taking action and see, okay, at this moment, what can I do to be part of what's going on? You know, because things will bounce back. They're not going to stay like this forever. You know, so I think that's a great idea that you brought up. You know, because you can be part of something good.
Yeah, and you have to create the energy that you need to get focused. You know, so right. I think that the first thing it's like to make a routine. Start okay, how it sets. You know, to make a routine to do what do you have to do every time, every hour, to put in your agenda. You know, like when I woke up, I will do 30 minutes or 1 hour of sport, because that creates energy in our bodies, you know?
That's right.
Then what kind of food that I'm going to bring to my body, because the body, it's the machine that makes you take action, you know? So you have to be strategy for this, you know? So first sport, then food, and then what are you going to do that it's going to bring you a few steps near your goals, you know? So do you need to read? Do you need to call someone? Do you need to get it in a program? Do you need to start thinking about your future business or about how will you solve this problem? And you will have to stop for lunch, and then you will have to keep working, but you have to do something, you know, because if you stay like freeze, the lion will eat you. So it's about take action. It's about, you know, this is what we have right now. No, this is what we have. So let's do something with what we have, because that's the thing, you know. It's about rituals, like Tony Robbins said, you know, human beings have to get some rituals, you know, things every day, you know, and get the body moving all the day, because
and the mind.
Yeah, you will end the day, it will get dark, and you will go to your bed, and you will say, like, okay, we grow today, we did something, you know, and you will get the feeling of happiness, because you will feel like you are doing something, and you are going to some way, you know, you're going to build your future. So, you know, it's not about just fear, it's not about just what's life about, it's about get your body moving and take action, and you will find a way, because you will find a way, you know, and that's coaching about, you know, that's the growing business.
I agree. So for those who are watching now, if you were to, anybody could have a takeaway from this, what would be the few steps to help people so they can help themselves if they were to watch this right now, you know, or, you know, come across this video, you know, because right now we're talking about fear and decision making, how they both align together, you know what I mean, based on what action you choose to take, you know, then there was a decision you're going to be making, you know, and as I explained earlier, you know, fear comes in three different parts, you know, fight, or freeze, you know, and each one of these actions that you take, you'll be making a certain type of decision. And we also want those of you who's watching, and the worst thing you could do is stand still.
You know, yeah, that's true. You know, and there's a secret about, there's my nephew. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, there's a secret about decisions, you know, because there's two kind of decisions, you know. Sometimes people make decisions with fear, you know, and there's another kind of person that make decisions with a future system, with a built system, you know. Right. So how is going to be your decision? You're going to make decision because you are afraid, you know, that will have consequences too, you know, because it will make you think that you are growing, but you will like be vulnerable, you know, because there is like low energy in fear for making decisions. But if you make the decision, focus on what do you want for life, maybe you will not get what you want immediately, but you will be growing step by step to the real life that you deserve, the real life that you want, you know? So it's about making decisions. And sometimes we cannot understand our mind for making decisions. So that's why a good coach or a emotional coach or an NLP coach will help you to make decisions, you know, to be sure that you are building a good decision that will make you grow and will make you like past this situation. Because it, like I said before, it's not about the situation. It's about what you're going to do after the situation. How are you going to be? You know, how is going to be your life after this? You know?
Right.
Yeah, we are sad. Everybody is sad right now, you know? Everybody have a kind piece of sadness because we are looking what happens to people right now. And that's really, that's a sad situation. But that's the real situation right now. We cannot make decisions because of that, you know? We cannot live our life because of that. We have to get focus, you know, of what we want to take, you know, and how we are going to change our life and how we'll help people that it's near us to take action, because there is a few leaders that will take action, but there's a lot of people that will stay freeze because, you know, this is not a problem that just appear, you know. The fear, it's a big problem that we used to have, that we have, and that we will have. So, So that's the thing that we have to change right now, because now we have the opportunity to understand how fear we are and how big is going to be the change if we take action, you know?
That's right. I completely agree, you know. Again, you know, you touch on some good points, saying that even our leaders, some of them, you know, take action, some don't, you know, and fear plays in everybody's, you know, mindset. And again, you know, the best thing you do is actions, you know, is take action. Excuse me, because that will allow you to move forward, whether, you know, it's a decision that you have to make, whether it's a tough decision, easy decision, whatever it is, but it requires to take actions and then let go of the fear. So, and you know, in coaching, since we, you know, NLP, strategic coaching, we help a lot of clients let go of fear, or even have to control that, you know, because that's really a number one killer in our body, really. You know, all the negative emotion, I cannot stress on that enough, because that's a very, to me, I really don't care what's going on at this moment, is the what's going on inside of you. Because you may not catch the virus. Nobody, there's a handful of people that may not catch the virus. I probably don't catch it at all. That doesn't mean they're not affected by it. You understand? So yes, you may not catch it thinking, okay, I'm good, I'm safe. But up here, in here, it already creates damages, lots of damages, because you spend nights and nights and days, how long has it been, over maybe 2 months so far? You spend nights and days thinking and calculating, oh my God, what if I can't pay my bill? What if this, what if that? What am I going to do? I can't do this. I can't. You stand still, you put everything on hold, and then you let these thoughts, these thinking, these emotions, but they, none of them are good emotions, because if they were good emotion, you wouldn't think about them. You would be excited and focused on one thing that you want to do, no matter what's in your way. You know, but because you're not doing these things, so, and because you didn't affect by, you wasn't affected by the virus, again, like I said, you are affecting by it in a different way, in a much dangerous way that you are not aware of. You understand? And that's really sad because, you know, because like I said, it's, again, I'm going to stretch on it again. You know, stand still is the worst to do. You know, whether you run, nobody's going to make fun of you if you run, because you could be big, small. If a predator attack you, it's too big for you to attack. Listen, man, I'm going to have to sit this one out and just run because I can't fight him, you know. But if it's another predator that I face and I can fight, I have to control, then I do what I got to do. I have to fight it. But in this case, no one has control. You don't have any control of this situation. And what we really saying is this: we want you to take action. You know, don't sit on the sideline and then wait for things to get better. And now is the moment to make decision. What have I been putting on hold in my life that I need to work on right now? You know, whether it's this, it's that, it don't matter. But as long as you keep that mindset focused to prevent that fear, that negative emotion, that fear from growing inside of you. Now, if you don't know how to do that, there's two things you can do. You either can work with a coach to be coachable and allow you to let go of all these anxieties and worries, all kind of stuff, so you're able to make decisions quickly, because one way or another, then you catch that virus or not, trust me, you will be affected by it through a different system. And nothing can really control that. And like I said, you could be on a perfect diet. You could take all the immune system supplement that you have in your cabinet and take all the herbs, you know, all the medicine to control you from getting this virus. But if you don't control that mindset, the fear, what that does, it works against all of that. It breaks down all your immune system back to square one. So one way or another, whether or not you're affected by it, you still can be affected mentally and inside. So the advice that I have for you guys, whoever's watching this, is you have to take action and take care of your mental state, so that way you can make decisions right away. You don't put your life on hold. On pause and say, let me just wait it out, you know, and see what things happen. You know, like we working right now. We've done a lot of workshops. We still do a lot of things online. We still try to get people to, you know, to help as many people as possible, and doing multiple workshops to help. So whatever your baggage is, work on that, so that way you don't let it get into it, into your mindset. Some of us watch movies. Well, how much movies can you watch, really? Is this a self-development? Watching movies is not a self-development. You know, I watch movies too, maybe one or two a day, but I think the best way to control your fear is to work on your self-development. And that's required mental, that's required control, how to get a grip on how to control these negative emotions, these anxieties, these worries, these fears, and so that way you'll be able to be in a better place. And we have workshop, we're going to be doing one on anxiety very soon. We've done one last week. So for those of you guys who wants to know how to control anxiety, we have a few tips on that as well, how to control it, how to get a grip on your anxiety so it doesn't, you know, control you. And that's a whole different topic. So right now we want to focus on fear and decision making. Those are very, very, very important, how we make decisions, you know, when it comes to face fear.
Exactly, yeah. Even if you didn't catch, you know, the virus, man, you know, you talk about the fear is the first killer in the world, you know, but even if fear doesn't kill you, do you want to live with that? You know, it's about, do you really want to live with fear in your life? start how you're going to live all your life. It's about living, it's about dying, you know. It's how you create your system, how you create your mind, how you create your world. So yeah, we could live with fear and be freeze and, you know, be like, okay, I'm living, you know, I'm surviving, cool. Yeah, but you can explode with energy. You know, you can live a real life. You know, you can take action, you can make decisions, you can live like you deserve to live if you choose to live like that. Because the virus will disappear, you know, the crisis will disappear. An opportunity will grow in our planet, you know? Good things are happening right now, too. There's not bad things, just bad things. There's a little few things good that is happening right now. You know, if you talk about how is our planet growing and healing because of this, we're going to have a new and a best planet for us after this problem, you know? So we have to prepare to learn from this, you know, to understand what is this about? What is this about really? So it's about living. It's about love. It's about energy. It's about sharing. It's about having a great moment. You know, it's about making decisions, make risk, because risk, it's part of making decisions, and you will fail a lot, because failing, it's part of the growing, you know, it's part of the package. So you will fail, you will make mistakes, and you will have fear. But the thing is that if you start growing and get focused of what you really want in your life, you will get things done. You know, you will get things done, and you will eliminate the fear. You will feel that you are growing, and you will live like a human being, you know, happy, you will live with energy, you will have the opportunity to love someone and have that love back. Because if you want to have a great life, you have to make great decisions. If you want to have a poor life, make poor decisions.
I like that.
that's the thing, you know. So it's about having a great life. You know, it's about making decisions. So make your decision, and there is the only belief that has to be there always. It's that you have to understand that you have all the resources that you need to make things done. It's in here, your best resource. So
that's right. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So this is getting to the end. I hope people have fun.
Absolutely, I agree. And then I do believe people can find us, you know, through YouTube channels, NLP Strategic Coaching, and then they also can find us to our website, www.nlpstrategiccoaching.com. And Orlando is, we both are coaches. We work together from here in the U.S. and also in Peru. But sucks right now, but we can't really travel to work together and help as many people as we can. But we're doing it. We're taking action. We're taking action through online, and we'll do different things in however way we can come up with. But one thing that we chose not to do is stand still. And we actually have different projects we were supposed to work on, but hopefully things will get back on track very fast. But so those are the places you can find us. And you have any other places you can tell people?
Yeah, they can find me on that page. My business, it's Business Institute and the NLP from Peru. So you can find me like Orlando de Negri, you know, I'm from Peru. But, you know, the things that we have to make a promise to the people, you know, we have to make a promise. And I will ask you for getting the promise, you know, let's make a big and a huge program a big party of growing, you know, after this, because this will pass and we will have the opportunity to help people to like do things, you know, share, and we have to do it. So after this, after this crisis finish, when this crisis finished, we have to make that happen, you know. So that's right. We will so get see all the videos that we have, find us on internet and get ready for that big party, because it will happen, you know. It that's will right. happen. Yeah, it's a promise.
All right, sounds good, brother. It was great workshop, you know, talking about fear and decision. So hopefully this finds someone that can that can help them if they're stuck in making decisions, that can help them, give them a little reliefs and to be able to take actions rather than stand still and crying, because that's not going to help you, you know. So, and we'll do another workshop very soon on different topics. But right now, so this, anything else you want to cover, or this is it? We only done.
A lot of love to US, and that's it. You know, from Peru, my respect for US, and let's grow together.
That's right. We'll make it happen, man. We'll come in and meet in US very soon. We'll teach the course, you know, the training, and our next training is coming soon. So hopefully things get back normal. The borders are open, so. We'll meet up in US and make that happen.
Okay.
All right, so, brother.
Peace.